This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the farm.
The focus of our get-together every week. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, said American Family Farmer. I would like to think that there were millions of us, but there are not any longer, thanks to a lot of things that are happening that ought to be somewhat in our control, but they seem not to be. So we have, in this circumstance, produced a program that's aimed at helping the American family farmer deal with things, the reality. Every week I have a bit of news, updates on things, people who come together to help us solve our problems with different examples, and I put them on the air to have you hear their stories so you can learn from that. And then I usually have some comments about things that are happening on the farm. A lot happening in the D.C. for dairy. The tariff troubles that we've been talking about here for all farmers in America, especially for dairy, are now in the focus. And in fact, there is some good news. I guess a couple of different stories. You heard me talking a couple of weeks ago, and I'm sure by now if you're a dairy farmer, you know that up to $12 billion was made available to cover the hit from tariffs on agricultural products. Administration apparently reached an agreement with European Union officials to avert the trade war, and now we don't have the problems because is a good thing. Those of you who like Trump, This is something that he's good at. That's negotiating. And now that the trade war has eliminated a lot of subsidies in Europe, barriers to our products going to Europe, tariffs on agricultural goods, that sort of thing, this is changing, hopefully, the reality for the... Well, it hopefully has a positive effect on the price that dairy farmers are getting. The prices have gone up just a bit, just a little bit. But the things that we use to grow our cattle, the cost of grains and that sort of thing going up, up, up as well. And the huge drop in dairy exports because of the retaliatory tariffs from Europe, from Mexico, from China, from Canada, taking their toll on the market. So is there a silver lining here? Yes, I said there was a lot happening in D.C. One of the agreements announced this week is pretty welcome news. This is something that we have talked about here a lot, our relationship, the dairy relationship with Canada. So there is this new trade relationship. Remember, we did the Mexican agreement. That changed the reality of trade with Mexico for our benefit. And now the Canadian thing looks to me like it affects U.S. farmers and poultry producers in a positive way. For example, I go to dairy first because that's my interest, my primary interest. Keeping Canada in the trade deal is important for the dairy farmers because they were just dumping milk into our country. The dairy pricing system is eliminated. Canada has relented. The United States has been at this since Trump became president. So it was one thing whether he really gets it. He's a New Yorker. What the hell does he know about farms? He doesn't know anything about farms. But enough people are yelling and screaming in Washington about the dairy cooperatives and the Suiza family and Dean Foods and DFA and how they've screwed over. I think it was last week or the week before that I talked about Wisconsin, where hundreds and hundreds of dairy farms are going out of business in our nation's richest dairy state. Same thing has happened in New York, which is another heavily populated dairy state, Minnesota, all these states that are getting screwed because the proximity to Canada has affected their milk market more than anybody along the border of Canada and the United States, and for that fact, the Mexican border with the United States, where the Canadians, in this case, were flooding the market with subsidized skim milk powder, and so lost exports. The Americans were selling a lot of this stuff. But the Canadians dumping milk in our country, plus on the they were dumping fluid milk supplies in our country, and the powdered milk they were dumping on the market around the world. And so the president said that if we didn't straighten this out, we would have no partnership with Canada. And so NAFTA has been changed, and that's good for our dairy business. See how long it takes, because the prices now, I'm just looking at some of the prices as of last month, class 3, $14.95 to $15.95, depending on where in the country you are. See, this is all screwy, too, because of the government getting involved in what they call a pool and pool pricing, so everybody gets paid the same, no matter how, well, the milk, depending on how much you have protein in your milk and solids and fats and that kind of stuff, you get a variable price, but it's not significant. It just is time for us to recognize the value of the American family farmer, the dairy farmer, and all of our farmers. But these trade things were making a mess out of agriculture. And so Canada has agreed to hit its own export of milk protein concentrates and skim milk and infant formula. So that's where going to have they were dumping that stuff on the marketplace of the world, then they were dumping fluid milk in here, as I said, so this levels the playing field and gives our farmers an opportunity to compete in some of these areas like the infant formula, the milk protein concentrate, that sort of stuff, and it keeps the fluid milk supply from being overrun by Canadian imports. So I say that's good. I'm not sure they really understand the impact of what they've done to people in Washington, but there are enough people from the Farm Bureau and from the National Farmers Union banging away at this so that they're beginning to get, they know they have to do something. And so it's almost too late, though, for a lot of dairy people. It really is. It's just a mess, the dairy industry in our country. So that's my news update. This is the American Family Farmer.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Have you heard the story about the guy who sued Winnebago over its cruise control? According to the story, he set the cruise control while driving and then left his seat to go brew some coffee. Of course, he crashed. And as the story goes, he was mad that the instructions didn't warn him not to do this, so he sued. If you've heard this, you're not alone. It's part of a viral email about five crazy lawsuits that received the so-called Stella Awards. The awards are named after the woman who spilled coffee on herself and sued McDonald's. The problem is, all these stories are fake. Yes, urban legends. It's easy to believe them, though, because so many real lawsuits are just as outrageous. Let's be fair, there's a better place for information about how junk lawsuits are affecting America than through phony emails. To get the facts, visit our website. The information we have is verified and proves once again that truth is indeed stranger than fiction. Our website is centerforamericatv.org.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 MPG highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated MPG. Actual results may vary based on Wards Middle Specialty Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, 16 past the hour. Here is a word to the wise. Those of you, this is a wonderful program to have Texas Superfood sponsoring in part because they're all about food, as this program is all about food. organic fruits and vegetables. We don't get enough of them in our diet. We wonder where we even can find them sometimes. So those of you who are not getting enough in your diet, may I suggest that you go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and see their full line of quality nutritional products. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. You'll find the 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables highlighted. They pick them, they process them in a way that there are no toxic chemicals used, nothing that's unnatural. And then there isn't any animal product in it, in the sense there's dairy, egg, gluten. It's just the pure organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables that you find. Imagine, did you even know there were 55 of them available? There sure are. See all about it. Read all about it. Get the information at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Once again, as I've experienced this personally, you can too. The health benefits of all these organic fruits and vegetables that you get in your diet very easily by using Texas Superfood. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to figure it all out. All right, let's speaking of figuring things out, there's a I'm so thankful for what I do for a living. The farming is avocational. Being on the radio is vocational. I have a chance to meet, talk to, learn a lot from various people. So today we have the opportunity to meet Garrett Quealy, who's the author of Botanical Shakespeare. It's an illustrated compendium of all the flowers and fruits and herbs and trees and seeds and grasses cited by Shakespeare in his writings. What a fascinating world for us to venture into. Ms. Quealy, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How did you come to do this? Why did you think this would be a worthwhile effort on your part?
Well, I start off as an actor, and I love Shakespeare, and I've been studying it. I moved into the sort of scholarly side and have been studying it for 25 years almost now. And but actually a friend of a friend brought it to me, brought the idea to me, because this woman, Sumie Hasegawa, kind of became obsessed with, you know, painting all the flowers in a Shakespeare song. And then she thought, well, I'll do all of the ones in the scene, and then I'll do all of the ones in the play. And then it just kind of rolled on from there. And then she had all these gorgeous illustrations and thought, well, okay, now what do I do? I wonder if this could be a book. And so it came to me, and we made it into a book.
Really? How wonderful. I guess the question, what would Shakespeare grow, is answered when you read some of the things that he has penned. Yes, do you think that that reflects his own? I'm sure you've been to Shakespeare's house any number of times. Mm-hmm. I can remember the first time I went to Shakespeare's house, I said to my wife at the time, if only the walls could whisper.
No, I say that all the time, almost everywhere.
I know, that's right, exactly. It's cornball stuff. But it's true. He had big gardens, did he not, around his house?
Well, we don't know. There was a couple of different houses. Your new place was the big place, and they are trying to kind of excavate that. But, yeah. I mean, he was in London a lot and just, you know, around nature. And the thing is, I don't know with all of his work that he was doing if there was enough time to for him to plant a garden. But the flowers, like I was just listening to you before I came on, and, you know, I always say Shakespeare is organic because they didn't have all the chemicals and all that other stuff that they put on things now.
Right.
And so everything is, he's a locavore, you know?
Yep. And now locavores are important. Listeners, I say this program, The American Family Farmer, is aimed at the farmers, the family farmers, the family farm businesses that support the family farms, and the locavores who use the products that we grow, the things that we produce on our farms. The locavores are now a mainstay in this because of the educational process going on, and people reacquainting themselves with the goodness that you can find by going to your local produce guy. I call them truck farmers, but you know, it's all good. So hold on a second. Garrett Quealy is here, the author of a book about Shakespearean fruits and flowers and vegetables and stuff.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
American Family Farmer, let me tip you off as to what you can hear this week on the American Family Farmer Show podcast at American Family Farmer Show. We had conversation, and it's the mainstay of our conversation on the podcast. Jennifer Fahey, Communications Director of Farm Aid, talked about all the things that have been done by them since they started back in 2002. She's a good missionary for this, and the focus, because it is family farming here on this program, and it's their family, it's their focus, family farms. It's important to understand what Farm Aid does with their money, and she explains that very well, because a lot of people just think they write checks and give them to farmers. No, that's not what they do at all. She talks about how Willie Nelson and Neil Young and Mellencamp and now Dave Matthews have worked together as a board to help the family farmers get farmers on the land, keep them on the land, that sort of thing. And then in the question department, what is real meat? We talk about that on the, and it's pretty simple. Well, I don't know why people don't grasp it, but if you need an explanation of what real meat is, that's there too. The current podcast of the American Family Farmer at American Family Farmer Show. It's important to add that in so you can get to the website and then just click on it and listen to it. All the shows are archived there so you can go back and look for particular topics. But this is a refreshing conversation about, for the most part, farm aid at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We're having a conversation in the podcast. Next week we'll have the essence of our conversation here today with Garrett Quealy, who is the author of a book called Botanical Shakespeare. It's an illustrated book focusing on fruits and herbs and trees and that sort of thing. It's, in a manner of speaking, Ms. Quealy, it's sort of the typical English garden, in a manner of speaking, at least the way you've spelled it out here. That's what I think of when I think of what people have. Because in England, the refreshing thing, it isn't the same as it is in America, where everything is kind of blended and you get confused where you're in the city, you're in the country, you're in the suburbs, where the hell are you? In England, it's the city and the country. That's that's it.
That's kind of true. But
yeah.
The thing about these plants in Shakespeare is that, you know, there's oxlips and cowslips, which grew in the pastures, the cow pastures and the grazing meadows and all that. And there's 10 different grains in there because, weirdly or surprisingly, even to me, it's the corn is the second most often quoted plant or, uh-huh. or vegetable or grain or whatever, but it often refers to wheat and rye and barley and oats as well as not just the corn as we know of corn.
Mm-hmm. So your foreword is written by Helen Mirren. How is she connected to you and how is she connected to this movement? She's quite a force in England as she is in America.
She is, and she's a passionate gardener, I found out, as well as a passionate Shakespeare actor and, as well. But she loves gardening, and she makes a garden wherever she's shooting. She loves it so much.
Yeah, yeah, she's very good. So what is she, in terms of this, what does she focus on? What does she point out? Why does she tell people to read this book?
Well, I think she feels that Shakespeare shouldn't be taught in schools the way it's taught, that people have to experience it. And she feels the same way about gardening, that she thinks gardening should be taught in schools. And after I, you know, read the foreword, I thought, that's true, you know. People need to get their hands dirty. And kids really develop a love of growing things when they do it themselves and don't just learn it
out
of a book.
Well, and the practical experience of watching something. I'm a grandson who's 3 years old, and we gave him a seed, and he put it in a plot, a little plot, and it's growing. He's fascinated with it. He loves it. Look at how excited he gets, and that could come to everybody. We'll continue in a matter of moments here. Don't go away. This is the American Family Farmer.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. John Lennon's last car was a Mercedes-Benz 300 TD wagon, and it will appear for auction soon. It is scheduled to cross the block at the Worldwide Auctioneers event in Auburn on September the 1st, where it's being offered without reserve or pre-sale estimate. Lennon and Yoko Ono decided on the diesel Mercedes-Benz wagon before it was on sale in the U.S. So Lennon had his assistant send Mercedes-Benz a check for $30,000, which is equivalent to around $90,000 today, and the automaker fast-tracked it across the Atlantic. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Football's next-gen helmet maker is looking to the NHL. Last year, we told you about Visus, a Seattle-based company that introduced a football helmet designed to reduce concussions. The helmet deforms, similar to a car bumper in an accident, slowing the impact force before it reaches the head. The 0-1 helmet has been a huge success for football. NFL testing this summer placed the helmet number one among 34 models. It was also rated one of Time Magazine's 25 best inventions last year. And now Visus is looking at hockey. This past summer, Visus made a presentation to the NHL and NHLPA Concussion Subcommittee. Interested in the future of player safety? You can check out the 0-1 helmet at Visus.com. That's Visus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate received the FBI report on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, and he took a procedural step to begin voting on the nomination.
So I'm filing cloture on Judge Kavanaugh's nomination this evening, so the process can move forward, as I indicated earlier this week.
A final confirmation vote could come on Saturday. Meantime, hundreds of law professors say the Senate should not confirm Kavanaugh. The group of 650 law professors says that, quote, Kavanaugh displayed a lack of judicial temperament which should be disqualifying for any court, and certainly for elevation to the highest court in the land. The letter goes on to say they are united in believing that Kavanaugh did not display impartiality requisite to sit on the highest court. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, the turn from green to that harvest honey.
Focus on farming and food in America. A lot going on in the world of agriculture. Some of it good, some of it not so good. We're here to help out on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Our conversation today is with Garrett Quealy. And it's a different sort of a conversation for our program. It's a way for us to sort of understand things that we don't necessarily think about or don't know that we don't understand. Ms. Quealy is a journalist, an author, editor. She's in New York, an authority on the works of William Shakespeare, spoken at Columbia, been published in the New York Times. So, in a sense, this is about order in nature, it seems to me, Ms. Quealy. Order in the universe. Plants. I mean, do you think I'm reading too much into it? You're chuckling. So
No. I like that. I think it's and certainly getting back to basics. You know, the time that Shakespeare was writing was when our society really started. It's called the early modern period, and it's got a lot about. Surprisingly, so much of what we deal with today is in there, and I think people.
In what way? Tell us what. In what way? In what way do you think that's the case?
Well, certainly we're getting back to nature. We're realizing what the importance is of growing your own food and eating healthily and eating and caring more about where the food comes from. Yeah. There's a lot about overwintering peas and beans and vegetables. People always, covered Shakespeare in a romantic way, in a poetic way. But there's a lot of very basic stuff in there, making barley beer and things like that. And I just think also knowing that the plants are connected to a literature that shapes us all. And also I don't like people to feel intimidated by Shakespeare and getting it in these little tiny sound bites, if you will, about plants, which you can recognize in the wild, I think provides a primrose path in, if you will.
The primrose path in. I like that. Did you teach this to your children as they were coming along? You have children, and they appreciated your point of view on this?
I don't have kids, actually, but I love teaching in general. I'm brought in by a lot of different friends of mine who are teachers and professors to teach it because I love getting people excited about it and feeling, close to the poetry. And, like, every plant has a little rhyme in there, has something to say, has a character or a plot. So there's a lovely connection between our history and our literature and what's growing out of the ground.
Well, I find there's a romantic side to this kind of. I mean, there's a real practical side to farming. Of course, we have to deal with weather and issues of the land. But also, we have, in our country, romanticized through the early period till fairly recently. As a kid growing up on the farm, I felt it was romanticized. Perhaps it wasn't balanced because there was not a lot of, the romance of the farm and the growing and all that stuff is juxtaposed to the hard work and to the toil and the sweat and the strain that people put in, especially today when there aren't enough farmers and they're not respected because we don't have enough people who are directly connected to the land anymore. Silly things happen. When I drive down the street in one of my tractors, and I'm in a fairly rural area of Massachusetts, but I'm close to, I said England there's a line. Well, in my community, there's a line between where the farms are, few remain, and where suburbia is, and then where the big industry in town is. And so when I think about what I learned and what my children have learned being on the farm, frankly, I know that it's a rare reality, and it's sad because there's so much to be gained. We learn so much about life. I learned everything there is to know about life, frankly, or at least everything that I know in life from having been on a farm, around the animals, watching stuff grow. It really is. And so I was thinking as you were talking about Helen Mirren being the person that wrote the foreword for the book, I could see Judy Dame grabbing a copy of the book and sitting down someplace and reading it. I could see.
She actually has. Judi Dench, you mean.
Yeah. Judi Dench, right.
She took it
Judi
on
Dench.
her program over here in England on the BBC. She took it on a program she had called My Passion for Trees because she loves trees. And she and her partner, David, were kind of playing guess that quote with the book. We were so excited to see it on the show. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, it's just, again, we need to have a reality. We also need to romanticize it a little bit more. And
I think it would be fun to be out farming and know that, peas blossom and mustard seed are talking to you. Or, even the onion and the garlic and wheat has something to say.
Do you actually do any farming? Do you do any growing? Do you have a place that reconnects you with nature or keeps you connected with nature and growing?
It's funny to say that because I tended to be way too much in my head all the time, and doing this book has made me plant seeds and start growing in a little garden that I have, and it is very exciting. It has made me literally stop and smell the flowers, and realize how important that side of it is. I've always been careful about eating organic and things like that and buying locally
Is there a difference? Do you think America has uniquely lost its focus on growing? When you think you live in England, do you live in England and America part of the time? Is that it? You sort of go back and forth?
I do, because the research is here. But yeah. So yeah. I go back and forth.
But what's the difference in attitude that people in England and or maybe Europe in general have toward the kind of growing we're talking about, the family farm? Is there a difference, a real solid difference in our attitude here in America versus the attitude that people have toward the average family farmer in Europe?
Well, I don't know if I'm qualified to say in the sweeping, but I do notice a real care for eating locally here and buying fruits and veg and growing them in little pots and everything if you can. I live in New York City, so it's tough to do that there. But, you know, I go into the park and I see a pepper tree, or I see a lot of things around that are in the book, too. But, I think there's always – they have a longer history, so there's an understanding that everything is cyclical. Not only is growing and planting and everything cyclical, but everything that we're going through, you know, when you read history, you start to go, oh, that's how they went through this before, and that's how they went through that before, being ruled by tyrants or having, you know, problems with government and all that kind of stuff. In fact, a lot of the corn that is mentioned in Shakespeare is because the crops are failing, and there are these things called the corn rebellions, and it shows up in a couple of the plays.
Well, there have been plenty of times, if you go through the history of England, when you can find reference to the way some of the maybe more silly stuff, the days of Robin Hood and how the Sheriff of Nottingham was taking people's food away from them in tribute. But that was fantasy, but there is a lot of fact to what happened during the feudalistic periods of European and world history, as far as that's concerned, and people not really understanding. It's hard unless you actually live it and watch it. You can't. I mean, the things that when I think back, I pinch myself every once in a while. The reality that I've birthed probably 400 or 500 calves that were having trouble. I've raised thousands of cows in my life, and helping the birthing of them has been something that's been a very important, very significant part of my life. Frankly, I learned about life, and I taught my children about life by having them experience the same thing. A cow, a calf that's breached, you stick your hands into the cow to straighten out the legs, and hopefully the cow comes out head and feet first. And if they're breached, you got to go in there and you got to turn them around literally and hope that they don't smother on the way out so you can save them. And, you know, that kind of stuff, who does that anymore? where do you go to experience that?
But
it's part of the beauty.
Nature always comes back to claim its own, you know. It's always going to come back to nature in the end.
Yes,
because,
right.
You know, flowers and grasses pop up in the sidewalks, and it just, it comes back.
Although
your story made me think of, somebody asked me on Facebook, they have two pigs named Rose and Daisy, and they just got a male one, and could I suggest some Shakespearean male names for their pigs?
And what did you suggest?
I came up with a whole list of them, actually. I thought Caper would be funny, or Acorn, Filbert, Nutmeg.
Filbert! I love Filbert. Filbert the pig. Yes, that's very good. I have an English bulldog named Daisy, so I wouldn't name a pig after my bulldog. But it's nice that people have that freedom they feel to connect with you. So, by the way, the website for you is botanicalshakespeare.com, right? Botanicalshakespeare.com is the website. And you can find Ms. Quealy on Twitter at botanicalshax. Botanicals
S-H-A-X, Shax.
Oh, no, excuse me, yes. S-H-A-X, got to read my own writing here. Botanicals. H-A-X. All right, we'll have a few more minutes with you in a matter of moments here. Right now, I want to have everybody listening think about the problems that you may have with your digestive, the problems of inflammatory bowel disease now, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis. They're on the rise in our country, as well as in other developed nations as well. This leaky gut syndrome has become a major diagnosis for a lot of people. I have it, and I'm trying to do something about it. And I do it in the form of taking a glass of Life Change Tea every single day. Go to GetTheTea.com. You cannot get this in a store, only online. GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV, and they ship it free. Get Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
For the last few years, there have been riots over the alleged victimization of young black men by police. The fact is that most of the young guys who had these fatal encounters were victims long before. Their victimizer, however, was not the criminal justice system. This is Bishop E.W. Jackson, president of STAND, Staying True to America's National Destiny. Consider these statistics. Fatherless homes produce 63% of youth suicides, 71% of high school dropouts, and 75% of all adolescent drug treatment patients. In fact, young men from fatherless homes are 20 times more likely to end up in prison than men who grow up with a dad. 72% of black children are born out of wedlock. Before any confrontation with a police officer, most of these young men are victims of their fathers, abandoned and sometimes not knowing who their fathers are. If we want to keep black men out of prison, we must be thinking about ways to rebuild the black family and restore men to the important role of fatherhood.
Hi, I'm just in the process of going to this website, Botanicals HAX. I guess my question to you, Ms. Quigley, if you've done enough, you've researched the things that Shakespeare would have argued, you've researched his works. What people would ask you, what would he grow? Would he grow some of the same things that we grow in our garden?
Oh, absolutely. In your garden, in your vegetable patch, there were kitchen gardens were big because, like you were saying, they healed themselves with all kinds of things. I'm just researching caraway seeds right now.
Are you?
But we're also running a contest, an apple a day for harvest season in October, and with all the apple quotes because that's a big one. And
all right, so explain how that works. How can people participate? What do you want them to do?
Well, it's on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. We put a quote with an apple, one of our many pictures of apples, and they just keep track of what named apples there are. I'll give you a hint. One of them is called a bittersweeting, and at the end, whoever emails first gets a book and a poster of the original apple page and a surprise.
Oh, swell. All right, so Twitter, at Botanicals, H-A-X, and on Instagram, basically the same thing, at Botanicals, H-A-X. Look for the apple and get involved in the contest. It sounds like a very cool thing. Now, are you working on another book that will be a postscript to this first one?
We hope to do a garden guide called Spear Your Garden.
Ah.
So, how to grow Shakespeare in your garden.
Good. All right, this is a good book. It's fun. Botanical Shakespeare, an illustrated compendium of all the flowers, fruits, herbs, trees, seeds, and grasses cited by the world's greatest playwright. Thank you, Garrett Quigley.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Interested in people's comments about some of the big farm fairs, the things that happen in the fall. There are a lot of great ones around still, so if you get to go to one, send me an email, or you can send it on Twitter. Tweet me at Doug Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, or Doug at DougStephan.com. In a moment, I want to deal with the continuing problem of bees, explaining why bees are apple growers' best friends, and what's going on with bees who are strangely enough living better lives in the city than they are in the country. Maybe some of that, as you think about it, will become sort of obvious to you, but my commentary is about bees and the future of bees in America right after this. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal. Or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
This here is the story of Lawrence, who always wanted to play pro football. His parents supported his love of the game, sent him to special camps, and then in college, Pro Scouts came to a bunch of games where Lawrence was playing the trumpet at halftime. Yeah, Lawrence was never that good at football. Gave up by the time he got to college. But he also learned how GEICO could save him a lot of money on car insurance. So he switched and saved. So, this here story has a happy ending after all.
So, in terms of bees and their impact on our lives, I think that we don't, maybe this time of year, because we have in the fall lots of great apples and pears and things that are grown and we look forward to in late August, September, October through Thanksgiving, finding these wonderful apples that are grown locally. I know I find that to be the case. We have a lot of orchards around where I am, and I make it my business to go out of my way because the apples are just better. I mean, you eat the stuff that's at the, even at Whole Foods or some of these other, those apples are not local. They're not really yummy. Get the yummy apples, especially if you live in New England, New York State, Pennsylvania. I know there are a lot of great places out in the Northwest to get apples, but there's some about the apples. And I will tell you the reason that I'm focusing on that and how good the apples are is because of the bees. The bees that are so necessary. We become more aware of bees and their import here in New England, and I think around this part of the country, maybe more so than others. All of the great apple orchards have organic and fabulous apples, and they have that because of the bee population. They built their own bee population because of the problems. A lot of research done at Cornell University, and they figured out how to grow these, bring these wild bee communities to the farm so that they can obviously help, whether it's corn or apples that need to be pollinated, that sort of thing. But there still is a danger. It's more dangerous for a bee to live in the country on farms than it is for a bee to live in the city. Whether you know that or not, there's been some research done both here in our country and in England. And what we're finding is something that when you hear the explanation, you go, duh. All of the pesticides that are being used on farms, the insecticides, the pollutants, the bee paradises that used to exist on the farm are challenged. And many of the bees have died over the past 10, 12 years. You've heard that story. And these people don't want to admit what the problem is. These people don't want to stand up and take responsibility. I'm talking about Monsanto and that ilk and what they're doing to the bee population. And the fact that if we allow this to continue, the bees will be dead and you won't be able to get any corn because you need the bees to pollinate all of your stuff, whether no matter what it is, vegetables, fruits, flowers. So it's time we wake up to the chemicals that have been used in farming. They are not used in the city, and that's why the bees in the city are healthier than the bees in the country, because there's no pesticides, no sprays in the city. Think about that. Food for thought here from the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.